We continue our learning. Leil Nishmas David ben Menachem Rosh Hashem Yaakov Finchos Eliyo. We are in Chala Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah says, "Ochlin Arai Min Ha'isa Ad Shetizgalgel Bachitim." We'll stop there for a moment. Mishnah is speaking about a case where the Gemar Malacha of making it into dough didn't happen yet. Why? Person's pouring water into the flour. So, a little bit now as the water falls in, so some of the flour has turned into dough, but not the whole thing yet. So, if that's all he's done, I have a little bits of dough, little pieces of dough, but I didn't make the entire dough yet, so then I haven't reached Gemar Malacha. Just like when it comes to Truma, let's say you have to reach Gemar Malacha, you have to have it completely processed, Meruach HaKri, the smoothing out of the pile. So, same thing. When it comes to Challah, the Chiyuv of Challah does not set in until the whole thing is dough. So at this stage, I really, midoraisa, should not have an obligation to separate challah yet at all. And because of that, there should be no problem with even eating from this dough, because it's not even dough. The chiyuv of challah doesn't set in. It doesn't become tevel yet. Nonetheless, the chachamim were afraid that people would say, oh, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to avoid the whole challah obligation completely. I'm going to pour a little bit of water into the flour, make little bits of dough, and it'll never be chayv, and keep eating it, and have the whole thing that way. You never have to separate challah. So because of that, they introduced the same principles that we have that are employed when it comes to truma, let's say, where I'm allowed to have an achilas arai, a casual meal, which has different explanations. It's maybe as opposed to an achilas keva, some will claim, and we mentioned this in the past, maybe it's about, let's say, more than a kibetza is considered an achilas keva. That's true when it comes to hilchos sukkah. More than a kibetza is considered achilas keva of bread and is chayv and sukkah. A betza or less is not chayv and sukkah. That would be an achilas arai. And some say it's not by quantity, but how much is it the quality, or what significance I give it? Let's say if I set aside a certain amount of dough to eat, so even though I'm designating a little bit, but that's what I'm designating as a meal, so even if it's less, as opposed to where I'm not setting aside anything, maybe that would be considered an achilas arai versus an achilas keva. Either way, the Mishnah has this din rabbanon that you're allowed to eat, that you're not supposed to eat an achilas keva, even though it's at this earlier stage, but ochlin achilas arai min ha'isa, and that's up until achitis galgel bachitim. When it comes to wheat, so that is only when it reaches the point of gilgul. That's when it's completely mixed and the whole dough is mixed. I can eat achilas arai. Once it's completely mixed, then I can't have even an achilas arai without separating challah, because of course the chiyuv challah is there now with the dough turned into tevel. V'sitam tein basa'orim. When it comes to barley, it's a little bit different. Dough that you make from barley doesn't stick together, even if you need it a lot. So, knead with a K, of course. So, I pour water into flour, and I knead it a little bit together, flour and water. So, the only way to turn it into a real dough that's and completely finished and has gemar malach is when you press it down. You really mix it together and you press it down, you pack it down. So that's what vititamte means. When it comes to Isa of Chitim, when is the Gemar Malacha and the Chiv of Chala set in? Gilgul. When you mix it. But when it comes to Seorim, it's titamte. It's not only mixed, it has to be padded down, it has to be packed down. Gilgul of Achitim, Vitimtuva Vasorim, Hocha Mimena, Chayv Misa, and therefore, if it reached the Gilgul stage when it came to wheat dough or wheat flour, and if it reached the packed, that stage of Sorim of barley dough, then if you eat from it without separating the Chali, Chayv Misa, of course, because there's a Chiv Chala to separate, and if not, you're eating Tevel. Mishnah continues, Kevan Shehino Senes, Esamayim, referring literally, referring to a woman who's doing this, once she puts in the water, Magbahas chalasa, she separates or lifts up literally the chala. What does that mean? So we said the chala obligation takes effect when the dough is kneaded into like one entity, into one mass. But the Mishnah is telling us that no, kevin shehino senes esamayim. Once the person puts in the water, you can separate chala at that earlier stage. How do I know that? Pasuk says, Reishis Arisosechem. Reishis can be understood not only as the first of your doughs, but the beginning of the dough being formed. That initial stage is also acceptable for a person to separate challah. And separating challah at that stage will not only, remember, not the whole thing is dough yet. I have these little pieces of dough, but the rest is still flour and water. Doesn't matter. The challah, it will exempt not only those pieces of dough that have already been formed, but anything that is going to, even that's not mixed, that eventually, that's in this bowl, that eventually will be needed. And so it's a big chiddush the Mishnah is teaching us. Not only that, the way to understand the Mishnah is not that it's not only permitted to separate challah at that stage, at that earlier stage, but a person should do it at that time. That's the preferable time to do it. Why? The Rabbanim, midoraisa, of course, I do it when it's completely dough. But the Chachamim wanted me to do it at the earlier stage. Why should I do it at the earlier stage? It's not even finished at that stage. But the Chachamim were afraid if I wait to separate challah till it's all finished, so maybe it'll become tameh. Become tameh, then I can't separate challah that's tahor. So that's going to be a problem. So therefore, they said, you know what? Do it at the earliest possible time. Now, this din of Reishis Arisosechem is many claim it's only an asmach. There's only din Rabbanan finding this pasuk, interpreting the pasuk to mean the beginning of your dough at that initial stage. But nonetheless, that's why we viewed it as a din Rabbanan where the Chachamim were just afraid if we pushed it off. Nowadays, we don't have this issue at all, because today all our challah is tameh. So the whole concern was that your challah may become tameh, so separate at this initial stage, Reishis Arisosechem, even though it's not really a full entity, a full mass of dough. But nowadays, the Shulchan Aruch says, why? Today, we're all tameh anyway. We make our doughs tameh. So you may as well separate the challah when you actually make dough, and it the holy thing is dough, and you have the full entity, and it is his reaches Gemar Malacha. Then the Mishnah concludes, Uvavad Shalom Yehei Shom Chamisho Revoi Kemach. As long as you don't have that chiyuv of challah amount of flour, 1 1/4 kav of kemach. What does that mean? So there are different ways. Some claim that it's a completely different girsa, what the Mishnah should be saying here. But we're going to explain it the way, according to the girsa that we have. We explain that when I have this flour, we said, well, I have some flour that's unmixed, and I have some of those bits of dough. And we said, well, I have the unmixed flour is considered secondary to the dough pieces that I already have, and that's why I can separate challah at the earlier stage when I only have a few pieces of dough, and everything is included in that separation of challah. Good. So now, if let's say though that is that unmixed flour in the bowl, which we said it's secondary to the bits of dough, so that's going to be included in the separation of challah only if that unmixed flour has less than the amount of chiyuv of challah, which is a 1 1/4 kaf. If let's say you have 5 or more quarter of kav, which are unmixed, then you can't. Then we're going to look at the flour as a separate mass, a separate entity, and not secondary to the dough. So I can't separate challah at that earlier stage. So that's what Mishnah means here. Uvavad, when the woman puts in the water and we say it's acceptable, maybe even preferable to separate challah at that earlier stage, even though a lot of the dough is unmixed. That's ulavad shelo yehei sham chamisho revoy kemach. As long as the amount of flour that's still unmixed is not 5 1/4 of a kav. Because once it is, then you can't call that secondary to the little pieces of dough. When it's if it's less than 1 1/4 kav, then we can consider it secondary to the little pieces of dough. And if I separate challah from the little pieces of dough, it'll cover the entire mixture. Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Okay, nidma isasa ad shelo gilgala. So here we a person nidma. We have the word dimua before in Maseches Trumas. Dimua is where I have a mixture of chulin and truma. So truma got into this mixture, and it wasn't 100 to 1 in order to be nullified. So, and we've learned in the past that truma is not subject to the mitzvah of chala. I don't have to separate chala from truma. So here I have an isa, I have a dough that's midma, that has some truma inside, and the truma is not batel. So says the Mishnah, achalul gilgul, as long as you haven't yet mixed the dough in order to render it chayiv in challah, if had it been a regular dough, then ptura. So then you're exempt, because what you have here is once you mix it, you're mixing something that has truma in it. So the whole mixture, because there's truma inside and it's not batel, the whole mixture is treated as truma, and you don't have to separate challah. But, because the Mishnah says, rather, Shaha Meduma Pater, because if it's Meduma, it's Pater, just like Truma's Pater. But Umishel Gilgola, but after the dough became, if after I mixed it and was Chayim and Chala, only then Truma fell in and became Dumua, then Chayemis. Then I have to separate Chala, because the Chiyuv Chala had already set in when I mixed it, even before it became Dumua, before Truma came in, fell into it. Nola la suffik tuma ad shelo gilgala. What if there's a suffik tuma before I mixed it? So what should I do now? So I have the dough came in contact with something that may have been tame before the chiyuv chala set in. So now I don't know whether the dough is tor or tame. So says the Mishnah teyaseh betuma. It should be made with tuma. What does that mean? So yeah, even the dough is not definitely tame. The Mishnah is telling me make it tame. You have every right to prepare it with kalim that are definitely tame, and it's not a problem. Now I'm not supposed. Normally, I'm not supposed to make something that's chayv, potentially chayv and challah dough. I can't make it to tum. I'm not supposed to make it tummy. But why is that? That's because if I make it tummy, then the kohen loses out on it. But here, kohen is losing out regardless. There's a suffek tummy here. So either way, there's no reason why you can't separate the challah bituma. But that's all ad shelo gilgula. That's before it was mixed. Umishel gilgula. But if you had already mixed it together and the chiyuv of challah had already kicked in, so then teyaseh betara has to be done betara. Meaning, if that uncertainty of the tumah now only came after the challah obligation set in, So the Mishnah says, so I can't make it definitely tameh, because once the dough becomes obligated in challah, so we have to treat it, at least midrabanan, like challah itself, like the challah that it could potentially produce. So if that's the case, I can't make that dough tameh. I have no right to do that. So the Mishnah therefore says, teyaseh betara. Now, what is this based on? So there are those who claim it's based on the pasuk. It says, "Vani hine nasati lucha es mishmeres trumosai." Mishmeres trumosai means that I have to safeguard truma. I have to make sure it doesn't become tamei. I have to make sure it doesn't get destroyed. And that it applies to a chala as a type of truma as well. And trumosai in plural means, oh, there are two types of truma. There's truma that is definitely tahor. I shouldn't make that tamei. But trumosai is plural. That's another type of truma. That's truma is where I don't know its status or not, what we call truma teluya. That also can be included in that pasuk. Whether or not it's an asmachta or a dindo raisa. So therefore, I have to be careful. If Misha Gilgala, once it's already become challah, or once it's become dough, it's been mixed, and the chiv challah set in, then I have to do it completely betara, and I have no right to teyaseh betuma, as the Mishnah said before. One interesting point is that here, when I have a suffik tuma, we generally, there's a rule, suffik tuma, reshus hayachid, tzveiko tuma. If you have a suffik tuma, and it's a reshus hayachid, I have the right to, I have to treat it strictly. And a suffik tuma, reshus harabim, tzveiko tor. I have the right to treat it betara. So why is the Mishnah telling me, I have a suffik tuma, oh, this is what you should do. This way, do betuma, this way, betara. It should be an obvious answer, depending on where I am. Did the tuma happen in Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid? So the Mefarshim explain that this case is unique. It's what's known as the famous case of Shnei Shvilin, discussed in several places. One of them is earlier in Tes or Daf Yudin in Maseches Psachim, where we have a case where you have a person who traveled. You have two people. Where there was definitely tuma on one of the paths. They both traveled. Each one traveled on a path. So we know one of those two people is definitely tummy. If they both come to the rabbi, to the rav, to the posek, to the dayan, together, so he has to render them both tame, because one of them is definitely tame. If they come separately, he could say, well, each of you is a suffix tumah b'rishus harabim. So the same thing here. What's happening here is a shnei shvilin case. Let's say we have people traveled on two paths. These two people prepared a dough, and there's definitely one of them is tame, but it's a suffix here. And they came together to the Beis Din to ask whether the doughs are tame atar. If that's the case, they came together. We don't have it, but we have no choice but to say there's a possible tumah here, and therefore we have to treat it strictly.